It is 12 o'clock. The bell has just rung. We're going to reconvene. Let's pick up where we left off.
Perfect. So thank you, Austin Osborne, for the record, commissioners. So I'm seeing some different angles here from all three of you on an important letter and maybe a little bit of time to maybe get from GOED, governor's office, others, maybe some rules and parameters. The letter has to be submitted by Monday at 9 o'clock in order for it to go into the GOED packet.
Monday, like next Monday?
Yeah. For it to go into the packet. If we wanted a letter to go into that packet and we didn't want to make a decision on this today and see if we can get a little more information from GOED and others, we could hold a special meeting at Monday at 8 o'clock. I anticipate that this meeting would be less than an hour. It'd be enough time for me to run downstairs and get that into the GOED packet. And then that would allow a little bit more time for some of these questions, hopefully, to be answered. Maybe a little chance for GOED to reach out to us and if you'd participate a little bit.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, how do you feel about that?
I like the approach. I do have a question that I want some clarity on, if I may. So once this abatement package is approved from GOED, would I be correct in assuming that the county would have to agree to the expense reimbursements during the abatement and before the abatement takes place? Do we not have the ability, as we did in 2014, where Pat Whitten negotiated a very favorable expense reimbursement agreement with Tesla? And does that exist here again in this second transaction?
You want me to?
Yeah.
All right, Austin Osborne, for the record, it's our understanding that it's very similar, that if they go through a traditional way in order to create a second gigafactory abatement package, that you would have the GOED approval, what we just talked about. And at that point, it would go to the county commissioners to approve an economic diversification district. And at that point, then there would be a negotiation of a government services agreement like the one we have currently that is intended to defray the costs of the county in responding to the gigafactory. So my understanding is, yes, Commissioner Gilman is the answer to that, assuming that they go through the conventional methods for all of this.
So I see that as a favorable outcome our way. On that basis, I wouldn't be uncomfortable in submitting the letter and approving it today, but I certainly would bow to the decision of the board if they wanted to take a bit more time in review. So either way for me is fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Vice Chairman?
It sounds like we have two other control points, if you will. And one would be the approval of the district, which in my understanding applies specifically to the sales tax portion and may or may not have anything to do with the property tax portion. Is that a weird and twisted understanding of things, or is that,
yeah,
or is that, does that designated tax district apply to all abatements?
That's what this a little extra time would make sure, right, is that new district should apply to the, yes, new property tax, the new personal property tax, the new sales tax, the new everything. But this will allow a little more time for GOED to be a little more forthcoming with us on some of these details.
Yeah. So that's kind of the one control point, is our approval of that taxation district. And the second one is, as Commissioner Gilman just mentioned, the ability to negotiate a services agreement, which is statutory. It's in the law.
Again, but these are okay. These are all really good questions. And I think that that is why I would like you, from a legal point of view, to take a minute, because these are all real questions that we're wondering what is going to happen at this meeting and how they are going to present it. And so all of these questions are very important to talk about before you send a letter, if you feel that it's better to take a little bit more time on this. Because I know as a group, this is the first time you've been able to talk about it. And these are all very important questions.
Yeah. So two quick thoughts. The first one is, I would like to hear what public comment input. We've all been listening to ourselves talk quite a bit. So I'd love to hear if there is public comment. Secondly, I don't necessarily feel any pressure to get our letter into their board packet. I would be fine with an emergency meeting the day before their meeting to approve a letter, because frankly, I don't feel any pressure to conform to their timeframes, which have not been in any way accommodating to us. Let's just put it that way.
Legally, the letter has to be in by 9 o'clock on Monday, or it will not be in the packet. There would be the opportunity for public comment, but if you do want your letter in the actual packet that would go out to everyone, that deadline is Monday at 9 a.m.
And then we have a 3-day posting period, so it'd have to be Monday or later.
Well, Saturday, I guess.
Can we hold a meeting on
weekend? Sorry. Kidding.
But I mean, in theory, Austin, we could send you on the plane with a signed copy of the letter to go present it in public comment at the meeting.
He could read it into the record.
Right. I mean, certainly there may be some advantages to having it in the packet, but if we don't get our questions answered, I really don't feel any sort of pressure to meet that arbitrary deadline. When really what's needed is it needs to be there and signed and approved and acknowledged by the time the meeting happens when they're making their decision.
That meeting, by the way, is February or March 2nd. So if I were to read it into the record, it would be during the overall meeting. There's only one thing on the agenda. So essentially it's there. And March 2nd would be that time if you did not want to hold a special meeting at 8 a.m. on Monday.
Okay. As Vice Chairman Mitchell said, we do have public comment. Let's hear what the public has to say. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just want to make sure you can see me this time. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So a couple comments. We were all down there in the war room in 2014, and Lance and Pat Whitten were leading the charge, and they got that provision put in that the abatement does not take effect unless Tesla agrees to a cost reimbursement plan with the county. So the county has all of the hammer that it needs right now. The process was set up to be somewhat confidential. Not only you got to consider Tesla's a publicly traded company, number one. Number two, there are a lot of political concerns going on behind the scenes in terms of the process. So it, as far as we know what the bill is, we know what the requirements are, it's going to be published on the agenda. If we're offended that somehow we didn't get, ample attention from GOED or the governor, I would just urge the commission, this is just an acknowledgement letter. It's just telling GOED we're aware the process is going forward. You've got the ultimate hammer. At the end of the day, if you're not happy with something that Tesla does or doesn't do, you can withhold the abatement at the end of the day. You've got that power. So I would just urge you, let's not get bogged down in process or being offended that someone didn't give us a call. And let's just, I just recommend we get the letter in. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. There is a comment via chat. It is from resident Alexia Sober, who says she does agree with the commission's approach, requiring more or needing more information prior to moving forward. So I guess we'll note that.
I do. Is there another public comment?
I don't see any other public comment.
Okay.
Is there any other public comment going last opportunity? Vice Chairman, go ahead.
I was just going to say, in light of, and I appreciate the input from those who have given it, and in light of the Mr. Thompson's comments, I'm not sure if we have clarity whether we do have the final call. I mean, if I understand it correctly, as I read the ordinance, it's a May, and what does May mean? I mean, May is not definitive language when it comes to law, and as far as negotiating the general services agreement, Does that mean we may or they may not, or we may not? I mean, I feel like we're on pretty shaky ground. It's not about being offended. It's about the common courtesy to have us involved in the conversations at an early enough point where we can adequately process the information so that we make good decisions for our constituents. And so it's, you know, I would not have any problem with sending the letter if I felt confident that we had really strong bulletproof ways to either jump on board or say no at later times. I'm not 100% sure that that's the case. And as such, it's very difficult for me to take any step forward without feeling like we have something to fall back. And so I certainly don't want to be in stick in the mud. No disrespect to anyone involved. I'm completely supportive of the aims of the project and feel comfortable with that aspect of it. It's just very difficult for me when the process is not clearly laid out and if we don't have any sort of recourse down the road, that to me is a reason not to take action right away. So I'm supportive of waiting, and whether that means we plan a meeting, an emergency meeting or a special meeting for Monday morning, or whether that means we kind of just hold it in reserve and we're ready to do so, or maybe even closer to the meeting, I'm fine with either of those. Or we just see how things come together. I don't feel comfortable submitting the letter at this point.
Okay, so let me make a suggestion. And hopefully we can find some common ground here. I don't really think it's fair that we catapult Austin at 8:45 down to Carson City to make the 9 o'clock deadline or email it or whatever the case is. I don't have any concerns with the special meeting to discuss maybe putting in some, let's just call it what it is, some powerful language that gets our point across that we have not been included in this process. Because that is, I think, what we are going to debate on Monday. My concern is we meet at 8 o'clock. We're not going to leave ourselves time to properly draft this letter. I have a feeling this conversation is going to continue further than 45 minutes to 50 minutes. So maybe the solution would be that we send the letter in on Monday, meet the 9 o'clock deadline so that we don't look too eager to send this out. But at the same time, we still maybe hold the meeting on Monday to give Austin some guidance where he can make comments during public comment, which will be on the record, that will still get our concerns out there. Does that, Commissioner Gilman, does that sound like something you can agree to?
It does. Yes, Mr. Chairman. One thought or question I'd have, if we delay here, whose responsibility will it be? What will be the procedure to drill down into Commissioner Mitchell's question about what our legal rights will be following the abatement approval? I'm curious on that myself, but I'm not sure how we deliver that at this time. So any thoughts from the board or staff on that?
I'm looking at staff at the moment and the elected official, the district attorney.
Right. I just think that these are all the questions that, all right, let's do it this way. Ann Langer, Story County District Attorney. One of the things that has been happening over probably the last 2 or 3 months, well, in the last 2 or 3 weeks, is that the county has been meeting with members of the, who have you guys actually been meeting with as far as discussing the Gigafactory 2 specifications? The governor's, yes, because they've been in these meetings. They're not confidential, but they're
so the meetings, there's some NDA stuff going on right, that I'm not a part of, actually.
so don't worry about it.
Well, some of the challenges they're not communicating that with the county either.
Right.
Communications with EDON, for example, pretty much the entirety of the conversation is it's non-disclosure, we can't share.
Right.
So, well, we're the county, we're the, you know, the impacted county. There have been conversations with GOVAN, not about any of the confidential stuff, but about the process that this will go through. And I've said it earlier in the meeting, it appears if you follow the NRS and the processes they're putting in, this is what it looked like. But we're not 100% sure that's going to be the process that's going to be used. There's a lot of moving parts in this one. This one's a little different than one that's located on brand new land on the other side of a, you know, on the other side of town. So because of that, there's some complexity to this discussion today. The reason this item is on today is because it's not understood to be an approval. This isn't the day that all of this stuff is approved and this board is taking action to say, yes, we like. What it is it's a letter acknowledging, and it's a letter making a statement of some concerns we have, particularly with the process. It says in here, we're invited to public comment at the beginning and end of the meeting, not even on the item. That is a powerful statement. It's also a powerful statement at the bottom that it says, we rely on this Gigafactory revenues to pay for the new one and to pay for other things that we have interests in. I'm not saying it's not as powerful as this board would like it, but there are statements in here that I feel are important to be part of the record. Whether it's read into the record at GOED meeting, which I would have until March to do, or it's submitted by the Monday 9 o'clock deadline for the GOED packet, one way or another, at least, would be heard. So I think at this point, that's kind of where I can go. I'm not going to go into legalities, but as far as like what this word means or what the process really is, that's kind of a little bit still the question mark. It hasn't been fully communicated exactly what must, will, and shall happen in writing.
That's correct. So we're not trying to be evasive. This was a day to get the letter, and all of the questions that you're asking today are the same questions that we've been asking for weeks. So as far as the initial process of an acknowledgement through a letter, that's what this was about today. And all of these questions are the ones that we've been trying to figure out through the meetings. And because of the NDA policies, and then because of the state procedure that they're allowed to follow, the combination is all of these questions are exactly not even to extrapolate, because I don't want to confuse everybody by saying, well, if we have this, because there's no finite definite term at this point. So for me to provide legal advice on something that is still not concrete on exactly what we're going to do. And this happened in 2014 on and off. Hugh was part of the process. And it's not just this finite black and white situation. So again, that's why, you know, depending on the letter, depending on getting more information, depending on if you are happy, the letter, depending on County Manager Osborne has stated, the letter definitely states concerns about a lot of things, that because the concerns that we have are, what are you doing?
So maybe the question today is, are we saying that if we don't get the answers we want, we're prepared to withhold this letter and not submit it at all?
I don't think we even know if that means anything. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's required to be an acknowledgement.
Right.
But is there a penalty if there's no acknowledgement? Or does the thing just go ahead anyway because it's not laid out? Let me back up just a minute. And I want to address you made kind of a proposal of a way to go forward. But I also want to address first what Commissioner Gilman asked. And that was, where do we hope to get these answers? I don't think we believe that at the county level, we get to determine what's proper in state practice or law. We're not looking for our attorney general's office to say, you know, this is what it means and this is what you have to do. So really the answer needs to come from GOED. And if they need to consult with the AG's office or legislative council bureau or whoever it is at the state, there's a need for some clarity. And I think that's where it comes from. And in my mind, withholding the letter is for us an attempt to get that clarity so that we can feel confident in submitting our support, our acknowledgement for the process as outlined. You had asked, Jay, about what if we didn't submit the letter until a later date to show that we're not too eager. The problem that I have is we will not know the details and terms of the abatement until that packet goes out 3 days before the meeting, because it's all confidential, supposedly. So it's not going to become public information until 3 days before the meeting. Without knowing those things, that's my where I'm not comfortable saying, yeah, we're cool with it, because we don't know if they throw us a curveball, then what do? We've acknowledged and said, and yes, we've acknowledged a few of the things that we know that we have issues with or we're concerned about. We don't even know what else may be coming in the actual abatement package. And that, to me, is a reason to wait until we actually see what it's going to look like. Now, we've received assurances that it will be very much like the last one. There will be no surprises, you know, that it's what we would expect it to be. I have no way of confirming whether that's true or not until we actually see it, and we won't see that till Monday. And so for me, that to me is a reason for us to just hold off. And I have no problem submitting the letter if things are what we expect it to be. I mean, even within 3 days, right, which is really not enough time for us to have qualified experts look at the economic impacts and those kind of things. At very least, it gives us the opportunity to see what this is going to be before we sign off on it. But if we have other ways that we can say, hey, we're not okay with it down the road, then it's not a big deal. This is a formality, and off we go. We send the letter and then be opposed in the future if there's something we weren't expecting.
I think I'll add to the conversation, Austin Osborne, for the record. I have asked that the NDA be extended to the county so that we can engage in further discussions. And I have communicated with Tesla folks, and they've been as forthcoming as I think they can. And I think the process would be is GOED works with the local RDA, which is Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada. They are one of our RDAs, which is a regional economic district. And they're the ones that say, no, it's NDA, we can't say anything. So gone to GOED, had these conversations, and I've expressed if we can put the county under NDA so we can at least see what we're voting on, or at least looking into. That's number one. But again, I'm just going to go back to process. I can't guarantee you right now that that process is going to be what we think it is. And this letter was not intending to be an approval of anything. It was just a letter of acknowledgement, or I want to say just, it was a letter of acknowledgement. But I think there's good questions being brought forth today. Do we want to add things to this letter? Do we want to take away things, or do we want to withhold it at this time? I do not believe that withholding a letter of acknowledgement would have any effect on the actual process of approving things on March 2nd, but the GOED board may notice that the county has not weighed in.
I agree with all of them. So, and these are your choices. So it's part of the procedure that started with SB1, and that as part of the procedure, the county gives an acknowledgement of the actual title is right in here. Where is the acknowledgement? Letter of acknowledgement regarding the application to the governor's office on the tax abatement and personal property, business tax, personal property. So that's what this is according to statute. That's what it is. So legally, that is that's what they're requesting. So what you choose to do with that is a board decision.
And elaborating on DA Langer's statement, the letter of acknowledgement, et cetera, in the first paragraph is in quotation marks, because that is exactly what is called in the GOED letter.
Exactly. And again, this is not a meaning to be evasive to anyone. This is actually what is actually going on right now. And The decision is yours on how you want to handle it as a board.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any input at this time?
My general impression, and I do respect to everyone's concerns, my general impression is we should send our letter in and we should continue to participate in the negotiations as such. This is not a transaction that we want to walk away from at the end of the day in any way, shape, or form. And it would be a mistake, in my opinion, to do that. So, Jay, as I mentioned earlier, I can go with the board in either direction. But if you wanted my vote today, I would say let's send the letter in. And that's where I stand at this moment.
Okay, just to clarify, the letter as is. No, yes, special sir. Meeting on Monday.
No special meeting. Just send the letter in and continue to work on the chessboard.
Okay.
And Chairman, if you don't mind.
Very much appreciate your input, Commissioner Gilman. Yeah.
If you were to go that direction, I know it doesn't say that, but I'd be happy for the motion to include combing this letter very carefully to make sure it doesn't use the word supporting proceeding forward, if that makes it more comfortable for you to make sure the letter is an acknowledgement and nothing else. I don't believe it does, but be happy to anyway. Review. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
I think my frustration is this. We're 10 years down the line after this law was put into place. We're the only local jurisdiction that's dealt with it. To not have a reasonable process in place that involves us at a reasonably early period so that we can know what's going on is ridiculous. And I hate to feel like a child stamping their foot and saying no, but I don't know how else to get their attention. I mean, Austin has been asking them to be involved in some way, and it's basically been met by silence. It's basically been saying, "Oh, it's okay. There's, you know, we're looking out for you. Everything will be good." That's patronizing. I don't see any reason for us not to have adequate time to consider what's going to happen there, even if it's just Austin. We don't necessarily need to be read into the thing that's going on, but at least if we have someone at the table, so that if there's something that's a curveball, we at least have a heads up, because it puts us in a really tough position. What if the packet comes out on Monday and there's something wacky in there? There's something off in left field that's going to totally screw us over. Pardon the expression in an official meeting. What are we left with as a choice? I agree with Commissioner Gilman. We don't want to walk away from this. We don't want to impede it in any way. We like the project. But we are put in a really terrible position, potentially to have to go to public comment at the meeting and oppose something that could have totally been dealt with and taken care of in a reasonable manner weeks ahead of time. It's just not any way to conduct business. I'm sorry. I wish I could just say, go ahead and do it. But I don't trust it, because it's not clear and it's not laid out properly and it's not being run well.
So I share your frustration, and I've had that frustration regarding many issues, and the lack of information in general. The only thing that I would like to discuss is that, are we really doing anything to get our point across, right? If this letter is simply a letter of acknowledgement, I guess the magic question is, if there is a curveball, right, do we have, is there any stopgap measure to keep this thing from going through? And I don't know that anybody knows that answer.
Right.
To me, I don't have a problem putting my foot down. Unfortunately, I think we probably should have put our foot down a couple weeks ago, not right before the meeting, because I don't know that, and help me out here. I mean, if this is our time to put our foot down, because I agree that the fact we are not included in any of these discussions is a problem. Doesn't have to be the commission, it can be the county manager, I just want to make sure that if we're going to draw the line in the sand, as Commissioner Gilman has stated, that we're doing it at the right time, with the right piece of documentation. Does that make sense? I mean, I don't know if we withhold this. I mean, again, does it do anything? Are they going to move forward? Are they going to send us?
And you're right, Chairman. It may be totally symbolic. As far as I understand, there is no other involvement from us prior to the board considering the abatement. Post approving the abatement, we have a couple of things that come back to us, right? Creating the taxation district and negotiating the general services agreement. But either way, I think what's become clear to me is I will be lobbying the members of that GOED board, whether we choose to approve the letter today or not, and saying, hey, we have concerns, we have issues, and our, you know, we had this took a lot longer than it should have. It should have been kind of a routine thing.
Yeah.
Because we're in the dark.
Yeah.
And so as a general rule, I don't like to make symbolic gestures just for the sake of making symbolic gestures. And maybe that's all it is. I just don't know. I don't know what leverage we have. I don't know where we actually have an ability to influence the process.
Right? And well, it's okay. As Ann Langer, Story County District Attorney. Again, this is part of the process by the state that they need an acknowledgement letter from the county. And if you are saying that you don't have enough information, you can send in an acknowledgement letter saying you don't have enough information. So, but as far as the statute goes, this is just part of the beginning of the process. And with that, if that could be your letter.
So let me ask you this, District Attorney. If we don't turn in this letter, what you're telling me is that they can't move forward?
No, they can move forward.
Okay.
So I think it's part of the process that if the letter if they're saying the letter, the letter is not the beginning and the end of this process whatsoever. Well, it's basically a procedural aspect of an acknowledgement of and that's it. And whether you support it or you don't, it's just an acknowledgement letter.
Well, they've met their obligation by asking us for the letter, right? They're required to ask us for an acknowledgement.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
They were required to do.
So
that's exactly right. So it is by statute that the county that is the host county is. I'm not saying that you're required. Does it have an effect on the process? I don't believe so. If you make a stand, it basically would say that they requested an acknowledgement letter and didn't receive one.
So at the end of the day, I can't use the word we. I will say we are looking for maybe some stronger language in this letter. Can we then maybe draft a second letter, have it for review, hold the special meeting on Monday, compare the two letters, figure out which one we want to send in? Does that sit well with you?
Right.
Yeah, I would not be opposed to stronger language.
Okay. So why don't we, if Commissioner Gilman, you're comfortable, what we'll do is we'll have county manager with the assistance of the district attorney's office, if necessary, draft a second, stronger letter. At the special meeting on Monday, we'll review either one, two, or three letters and decide which one to turn in. Are you comfortable with that?
I am.
Are you comfortable with that?
Sure.
Can we turn that into a motion?
Yeah.
All right.
Before a motion is made, man.
No. What you got?
So no, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
But I would like some direction on where you would like the letter to go. Obviously, the letter that we have in front of us, I believe to be sufficient, or otherwise I wouldn't have written it.
Let me stop you real quick. Mm-hmm. D.A. Langer, each of the commissioners give Austin their suggestion outside of this meeting and what they want their letter to look like? Like, for example, Vice Chairman Mitchell could work with County Manager Osborne.
I don't.
Because we're going to decide on which letter.
I think you should do it in an open meeting on what each one of you want in that letter. And then hopefully it comes together as a letter. I think going to a commissioner individually and discussing with each one of them could be close to violating the open meeting law. So I would say with that, each of you here, on what you'd like to see in the letter, it was, it's probably best to do it today, right now.
If I may, Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
If I may, I will go on the record at this moment saying that I'm more than satisfied with the letter as has been drafted by our county manager and others. And so I would not offer any additional component and submit as is. So I can make that simpler for my chair today.
Wonderful. So I'm going to do the same thing then. Then can Vice Chairman Mitchell work with county manager without just by himself and create a secondary letter that we will decide upon? I mean, if you want to put it out now, that's fine. But
no, it's not that. It's that if this is purely symbolic, then it doesn't really matter what the letter says. I mean, I'll be honest, you know, to me, the power, the statement, if there is one to be made, is in withholding, turning in later, turning in now. It is the process.
So it's not the verbiage in the letter, then?
The content.
Well, so you don't have a problem with the content?
I don't have a problem. I mean, again, is it going to change something if we put more strongly worded, you know, this is what we didn't like about the thing? I mean, are we in essence submitting our acknowledgement under protest, under duress? I mean, is that my goal
today is either figure out what we want to do.
Yeah.
Are we, if we're happy with the verbiage and we want to consider holding the letter back X amount of time or not turning the letter in at all, then we need to restructure the motion so that we know the game plan. If everybody is cool with what it says, the question is, do we turn it in? Do we turn it in late or do we not turn it in at all? Then obviously, you know, my earlier suggestion is null and void. We need to then decide on what sort of game are we going to engage in. County manager?
I think I need to return.
If I may, Mr. Chairman, county manager.
Yes.
I would be prepared to make a motion to accept the letter as is and to submit it forthwith. And so if the board is of a mind, perhaps that would do a breakthrough for us. But I don't mind making a motion to move forward on the letter as written and submitted immediately.
All right. That motion is out there. Is there any discussion at this point? Aside from a second, is there any discussion?
You're not in GOP.
I don't think that's a motion I can support.
Okay. Can you propose an option?
To me, I think the proper option, because the pivotal thing for me is, do we get the information that we need? Do we get answers to our questions? And I'm not really comfortable participating in a process that's opaque. And so to me, if that looks like we call some sort of special meeting, or we put that down the road, but I don't know if by Monday we'll have answers to our questions. I don't have a problem doing it later than Monday. I'd like to see some movement on actually being involved in the process and getting some clarity on what that process is. And it seems to me that, I don't know.
I'll use the analogy. My only concern, you bring up very valid points, questions that I've had. I understand where Commissioner Gilman's coming from. My thought is this train full speed ahead on the tracks anyway? So really whatever Story County does isn't really going to matter at this point. I mean, if we're trying to change the process of how GOED operates, is this the time for us to do it? And like I said, I'm personally on the fence. I have no problem making a stand, but I don't want to be making a stand at the wrong time.
Yeah. Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense, and I appreciate those thoughts. I think the fact that we have squishiness or uncertainty on expiring abatements, we're right in the middle of whatever's going on with that. The fact that we have others in the pipeline, I mean, are we just going to every time say, boy, I wish they would sure pay better attention to us, but we're in the middle of it, we're in the thick of it, so we better not rock the boat. Let's go ahead and approve the next one. I just don't see at what point we actually are able to get some sort of progress made on making this thing work better.
Okay. County manager, I know you've been patiently waiting.
It's okay. I've been interestingly listening. There's a lot of moving parts. I'm not hearing a whole lot of conversation at the latter is the issue. It's the process and the timing. I'm not proposing
correct.
This.
It's apparent now that maybe we don't need a stronger letter.
So my question is going to be is what are we going to do on Monday? Or are you just going to be in the same argument because the letter is not going to change?
Well, that was my concern with meeting at 8 and having a deadline at 9 o'clock.
So I don't know this is the right way to go, and I'm going to do the best I can here. A motion could be, we know on Monday at 9 o'clock, there's going to be an application that's submitted, and it's going to contain a fiscal report and some other materials for the abatement. And then that's going to be posted for 3 days before the actual go-ahead meeting happens on Tuesday. And then apparently everything will be known, at least the best we understand for a public open meeting one.
What's the date of the go-ahead meeting?
March 2nd.
Right. Okay. So that's next Friday.
Thursday.
So is it Thursday?
They're going to post, there's going to be two postings for that. They're going to post an agenda. I believe that's Friday or Thursday. And then they're going to post the packet later. And that packet's going to be posted on Tuesday. So we will know, actually, it'll be submitted on Monday or maybe even posted Monday or whatever time. But my point is there'll be, whether it's an hour or it's a day or it's 3 days, there'll be a period of time that we'll be able to see the packet, whatever's in it. I don't know if we could do a conditional motion that the letter is read into the record during the first public comment. There's only one thing on the agenda for that meeting. You read the letter into the record if, fill in the blank, that the packet that is submitted, that there's some communication that goes on with me or however we want to decide before the packet with GoEd. And that the packet is deemed to be reasonably, I know we're not going to like these words, I'm just coming up with this, but reasonably acceptable, that it doesn't have anything really like a surprise, like, you know, the first gigafactory is this, but the second one's that, something that affects our revenues, for example, on the first one, whatever it might be. That might be a way to get the three of you to move forward on a support. And then if something like that does happen, then we don't submit the letter. I don't read it into the record. Nothing happens with a letter.
So what I like about that suggestion is it allows us to take action at this meeting that if everything is as we hope and expect it to be, we don't have to have another meeting, right?
So. We could, and this is, I'm going to look to Ann, our DA, Langer. We could also possibly put in a special meeting on Monday that is there at 8 in the morning that allows this board and me and others and even Keith to discuss anything that maybe becomes known between now and then. If there's nothing new or substantial, then at that meeting, we just don't have it. We cancel it. We notice a cancellation. If there is something to discuss, we have it. We discuss that and then we proceed accordingly. Maybe there's enough time to submit a letter, or there's enough time for me to, or all of us to look at the actual packet that's submitted and read the letter into the record at the meeting. That might provide a little bit of flexibility.
It seems like if we're going to put a special meeting to discuss forthcoming information, it would make sense to do that after the packet's
out.
Very good point.
So we have most information.
Otherwise, we're meeting, but we're back here.
Right.
Might as well just do it all now.
Right.
Because we got to know what's coming out. Otherwise, we're either not comfortable with it or.
So I guess I would be comfortable supporting authorizing the letter with maybe with instruction that it, instead of being submitted, that Austin read it into the record as is, during public comment. So, and we can let GoEd know that it's there and it's, you know, that we've approved it and all that, with a special meeting that we can cancel if there's nothing to discuss, but that gives us an opportunity to discuss prior to them, if there are things to modify or take a different.
Yeah, so what you're asking then is to have the special meeting after you have an ability to look at the packet. So today you're asking that this letter be approved. If there's that it would be read into the record, that would still be discussed on that special meeting if you wanted to do that. So if there's an agenda item of discussing the packet that was that everybody's received from GOED to take to have the county manager at that point go to the meeting and at the public records either make a statement or add concerns based on the packet. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I think because what it does is it by default, if nothing comes out of that meeting or we don't even hold the meeting because there's nothing to discuss, then we've already approved it and Austin goes ahead and submits it and off okay. we go.
All right.
And so it's in motion. Right?
So it's in motion. So if I have this correctly, that you're going to, well, if there's a motion, that the letter is going to be read as is unless, because you're still going to have a special meeting to discuss the packet of GOED. Is that correct or no?
So to me, that gives me the comfort level that if there's something that's, we can basically pull back the letter.
That GOED meeting is scheduled to happen at 10 o'clock, March 2nd in Carson City. There's a satellite office. The main one is in Las Vegas. I would go to the satellite office. Wednesday would probably be the ideal time to have a special meeting. Assuming that the entire packet will be posted and updated by that time.
I don't want to overburden you two gentlemen. And if I'm the only one that's concerned with this, it's not really that big a deal.
It does allow the board to comment on any unusual circumstances that are found.
You know, the dilemma I'm faced with is that I understand where you're coming from. I think we need to change the process. Is this the route to change the process? That's where I'm stuck.
Right.
And I understand the logic of putting your foot down at some point. Is it better that we submit the letter and have a conversation with the head of GOED?
That's happened.
And
the letters. The full conversation with the head of GOED has not been, he's just started, so it's been a very small one, but with the other leadership in GOED, including the prior director, that has happened. Nothing has changed. That's all I have.
Yeah, we've asked several times for more involvement, and the answer for the most part has been the details are covered under NDA. We're not allowed to share money.
Right.
And Mr. Chairman, I'm still prepared to move forward with my motion of approval for submittal today.
Okay, so
I'm comfortable with that motion. If it can be amended that we schedule a special meeting, ideally for Wednesday, so that if there's something that comes out before the meeting, we can take a different approach. We can rework the wording. We can decide to do something different if we're blindsided.
So is this a special meeting that you would call for tomorrow?
No, it'd be next Wednesday.
Wednesday the 1st.
Does not the letter have to be submitted by this Monday?
Well, only if we wanted to go out in their packet. The option would be to have Austin actually present the letter during public comment in the meeting itself.
Well, I think we're being obstinate in the face of a procedure that we want to participate in. So that's my position. So again, I'm prepared to make a motion that we submit the letter as written by our county manager and a host of others and stay within this process. I think we want to be in the game, not outside somewhere. So I am prepared to make that motion today.
All right. Let me just add to this motion. So we submit the letter, have a special meeting on Wednesday. Can we make a modification? And can you read at the meeting if there's an issue? Does that make, is that pointless?
I think Lance's motion is clear. It's not conditioned on anything.
I understand.
That's his position with it. And I certainly, Lance, I share your desire to be a part of the process. It's my feeling that we're cut out of it that makes me want to be cautious, extra cautious.
I would just say to you that I am happy that I was there in 2014 when we put all that together. You know, I think that we are making a hill to die on that is not the appropriate decision. And that's my position.
Well, and Commissioner, that may be the case, but I, you know, our county manager has asked multiple times to be there, and so far he's been told no. So I don't know if it's the same process as happened in 2014. Unfortunately, that's my concern.
It was the same process.
Go ahead, Austin.
I just County Manager Austin Osborne. I just want to make sure it's clear on the record. I have reached out to them, and they have said recently that they are looking at ways to possibly add me into an NDA for discussions this week. I just want to make sure that's clear, that I'm being complete. That's all.
Thank you.
Well, I don't see a problem with waiting to submit the letter on Thursday or Friday morning if a county manager thinks there might be a breakthrough between now and then, but I don't really see a reason to go beyond the end of business on Thursday evening, for example.
You're talking about the night before, the day before the meeting is held?
Well, I'm assuming right now that our letter needs to be in by 9 a.m. next Monday morning. And we certainly can submit it at some time during the week. I don't believe there's a deadline for submittal, just that they receive it by 9 a.m. But I should think by the end of this week, we could decide on whether there was any additional information forthcoming from GOED that would change our position. And I don't believe we want to go beyond and not submit our letter. I think we want to submit our letter per statute on time. So that would be my position here today.
I mean, the Monday deadline seems pretty arbitrary to me, but
the reason they have that is it allows them time to upload the packet so it's posted for their meeting.
Okay.
That's what I was told.
Sure. I get that, but it seems like the requirement is just as fulfilled if the letter is delivered at the meeting as if it is on Monday. And I mean, again, if the letter's a formality, what does it matter what the letter says? Or just as long as they've got it, they've fulfilled the process.
So I'm not sure I understand why you are fighting joining the procedure as is. We're not going to amend it. There's not going to be an amendment to your satisfaction. They're going to move forward on Monday. And in my opinion, we want a professional to be a part of that that negotiation and moving forward as a party. So I really don't see the advantage of playing outliner at this point.
I mean, I guess, Commissioner Gilman, I would agree with you if we had been an integral part of the conversations to this point. I feel like we're on the outside already, and they come to us for the things they're required to come to us for, but really don't have any use for us otherwise. And so, I mean, if it's not going to make a difference, then we can just go along to get along if that's the position we want to take. But I just don't know how. At some point, that's ever going to change if we do the things, you know, if we do the things they ask of us, but then really don't get anything in return.
Chair. Yeah.
Jim Hindle, Story County Clerk, Clerk to the Board of Commissioners, and to the DA's chagrin, getting up and talking. To me, it seems as though we want to be on the record, and we want to be on the record to the point where it has the impact on the broadest number of people possible to then solicit some type of involvement. which to me means that we would want to be in the packet. I don't know that anybody is disputing the information that Austin put forward in the letter, that it's good information. It's information we want them to know. What I'm hearing the discussion on is what action do we wish they would take on our behalf? And that is to include us more in the discussion. So the second paragraph talks about being part of public comment. Maybe the only modification there is to incorporate something, as County Manager Osborne said, we are encouraged by the cooperation and discussion of involving us that we're hearing, and we would ask that the board take this letter as a request to be more involved in testimony as opposed to just public comment, or something to that effect, where you're asking them for something concrete that they can either approve or deny. But just as you do in these processes, it's more important in my mind that someone be in your packet than to just come up and provide public comment off the side. I think the public comment is always a tool, but the packet should be something that's not missed if it allows us, and it's maybe Austin's perspective of how much impact it may have, but being in the packet could have broader perspective to people understanding our plight than just providing public comment.
Well, just to piggyback on that, so this would be a legal issue, is if the question is not being involved in the process, as far as through the letter being asked to be heard, as we, and this is a legal issue, that's why I'm up here, is that there is the subject matter that they're talking about, not just the public matter, public comment before or the public comment after, but to include in the letter that you be part of the process of being able to add something at the time of the actual item, if that makes sense. So that would be at least be something that to be involved more in the process and not just at the beginning or the end. That is that I don't see anything in the statute that would say that you cannot, request something like that. They might say no, but the bottom line is at least you've requested to be part of the process.
So now, thank you, D.A. Langer. So now we're back to the letter. And Clerk Treasurer Hindle, I appreciate your comments. I'm going to lean on that side where if we could amend the verbiage to get us into the packet, I think we will be in front of more eyes to get our point across. We're not included in the process. We want to make sure, however we want to word this, that, you know, again, I think maybe we're back to the question of let's amend the letter with a little bit stronger language to show our point that we don't feel it's appropriate that we are not included in the process. And then we make sure the letter gets in on time so it is in the packet, it is in front of a bunch of eyes, and then you can also go down there, assuming you have nothing in your life to do, to make public comment, to reiterate that. I mean, I like the idea of being in the packet, maybe change a little bit of the verbiage to be a little bit stronger that, you know, we have asked several times to be a part of the process, we aren't. We would like to be, you know, especially since we are the impacted county, not the host county. You can say host county, but it is us that are impacted.
The most.
Mr.
Chairman, I agree with you completely. I'm certainly prepared to support your suggestion.
Okay. So the magic question is, when do we approve this letter? We're going to have a special meeting on Monday.
No, here's what I would say. I think that we can give directional input to staff
now,
and authorize staff to craft the exact wording on it and be done.
Okay, that works for me.
I'm prepared to support that.
Get it on the agenda or in the packet so that it's, you know, in front of as many eyes as humanly possible.
I think what we do is we take a break and the change is made so you can sign the letter today.
I do mind, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, Austin
Osberg. You have nothing else today, right?
Okay. No, that's fine. But I'm hearing there's three things. You go ahead, move forward with the letter, submit it with the packet on the normal time by Monday at 9 o'clock to add language in there, which wouldn't have to be a lot, that we've repeatedly asked to be part of the process.
Right.
And that number two, we would like to not be on public comment. Please consider bringing us up during the conversation of the item as the most impacted county. And then the third one will be here is henceforth to be brought into the NDA conversations and brought into all the discussions on the things that may impact the county, financial and otherwise. I'd be perfectly comfortable crafting that language and putting it in this letter with a motion to do that and proceeding forward with planning.
And then we can't yet, right.
That's fine with me.
Right.
If everybody's in agreement.
I think those that spoke today, including for Treasurer Hindle and DA Langer for those comments, those are excellent.
Commissioner Gilman, are you clear on that?
I'm very clear and totally in agreement. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it works.
All right, that works for me. So Vice Chairman Mitchell, you heard to entertain the motion? Yes.
Yeah, do you need me to get specific on those things or?
I'm comfortable, as I said,
it's on
crafting that, but it's up to you.
Yeah.
How you'd like to do it.
As far as the motion goes, though, should I outline those specific things or can I just reference
the summary
four items that
I would reference County Manager Osborne, just the summarized by County Manager Osborne.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the draft letter as recommended by county staff with the amendments and changes summarized by County Manager Osborne during discussion. Responding to a letter from the Nevada Governor's Office of Economic Development requesting from Story County a letter of acknowledgement regarding Tesla Inc.'s application to the Governor's Office of Economic Development for sales and use tax abatement, modified business tax abatement, real and personal property tax abatement for their operations plan in Story County.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Commissioner Gilman, Vice Chairman Mitchell, for all your input. I think we've earned ourselves a pizza at some point in time. Now, let's get James out of here. You ready for your item? Item number 29, discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of an upgrade to the courthouse camera system in the amount not to exceed $40,000.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. So this item was actually in last year's budget, but with the chip shortage, we were never able to take delivery, and I failed to move it into this year's budget. So I've had a meeting with Commissioner McCain and we have found funding or gonna move a line item here or there or possibly a budget augmentation. But I have Jennifer's approval to proceed with purchasing the camera upgrade this year, but it is not technically a budgeted item on my budget.
Okay. Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for James?
I do not, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, I do not.
All right, nor do I. With that said, is there any public comment regarding the upgrade to the camera system? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman Mitchell, you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the purchase of a courthouse camera system upgrade in the amount not to exceed $40,000.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you, Commissioner.
James, you got lucky because I went out of order. Becky, you want to get this before we get started? You're welcome. Have a great day. Back to item number 28, consideration and possible approval authorizing the county manager to approve and sign a one-year contract between Story County and RCG Economics for professional services related to potential legislation financially and otherwise affecting Story County, including but not limited to potential legislation affecting tax revenues for a contract amount to be brought forth to the board meeting. County Manager.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Our contract here is to provide us assistance as we have in the past regarding fiscal economic impact analyses and forecasting. This is not typical accounting, comptroller type of thing. It is more reviewing reports that will be coming out of the Governor's Office of Economic Development and otherwise looking at fiscal outputs that may, for example, come out of a company at Tri-Center and looking at what those direct, indirect, and induced impacts and results would be. It's a person that does that.
Yeah.
The task that would be involved in this contract is to take the fiscal white paper that we wrote internally and then take a couple chapters of that and go a little bit deeper in some of that fiscal analysis, and then review any type of material that comes out of the state or other agencies and respond, and then also perhaps to testify with us in the legislature as needed on these types of matters. We did go out to four different firms to see what might be available out there. Three of them were either disqualified or not able to provide services to us. The last one was, and this is RCG Economics. John Restrepo is the head of that firm. The terms of this contract, there is $39,375 as a retainer. It's $200 an hour for the work that is done. The cap would be at $52,500. The overall amount of the project completely over a one-year period would not exceed $100,000. That is what's budgeted for in professional services. The motion in this case is to authorize the county manager to sign and approve the contract. And I want this board to be aware that Mr. Restrepo is going to provide a cover letter. As long as that cover letter is reviewed by the DA's office and okay with them, I would ask that that cover letter be allowed to come at another point. It is not going to have a fiscal impact to the contract or anything of that nature. It may just tweak the scope of the work. And then there is an amendment to the contract that there is behind us in this room and posted online and in front of you, is to amend section number 6 regarding insurance. There is some language in there I'd be happy to read to you when you're ready.
All right, go for it.
You have to sign that contract.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm.
Number 6, we would add a provision in here. The provision is in front of you. It provides that the contractor has to have workers' comp insurance as required by statute, and that they would also have general liability insurance not to exceed $1 million as determined by Story County.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Yemen, do you have any questions or comments about this item?
I'm in support. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman?
My only questions are just procedural about the motion. Was that an amendment that needs to be included? Okay.
Yes, for the record.
Okay. I'm seeing a general liability section in here. Is that a new section? That's something that was not included originally. Help me understand.
The original contract had section 6. It said general liability insurance, and there was nothing under it.
Got it.
So what should be under it is what you see in your updated draft is that there is to be workers' compensation insurance as required by statute, and then also to include general liability insurance as determined by Story County not to exceed $1 million.
Okay. And then the only other question I have is, procedurally, is for contract amount not to exceed. What is the not to exceed amount? 100,000?
No.
Yeah, it's exactly written in your language as what it's to read.
I might have old language.
He doesn't have it.
Okay, sure.
Is it 52,000?
Yeah.
No.
So one more.
$52,500 total project budget, or is it $100,000, which you said is potentially what you've got in that?
Should be right on your desk.
It's right here. I'm going through 600 pages of opioid-like litigation. Or the contract is for $52,500. Retainers up front is $200 an hour afterward. I'm going to ask that the motion not to exceed. I would like the motion not to exceed $100,000 because that's what's budgeted. And that would allow the contract to be adjusted as necessary. But if the board is more comfortable with $52,500, I'm comfortable with that. If I need to bring it back to the board, I will.
Right, because that's what you asked for.
Fair enough.
So you have to.
That's it.
So
legal, it's the 52.5.
Okay.
And then if he needs more, he'll be back to the board.
Yep.
Okay. Because in my packet, there was no dollar amount given, so.
That's right, because when the packet was put together, the contract wasn't done yet. I did explain that I'd be bringing that contract to the meeting, at the meeting, and then posting it just a little bit earlier, and then going over those terms, and that's what we're looking at today. The contract and us weren't quite
ready. Totally understood, and the reason I brought it up was just because typically when we use a certain amount like 52.5, it's because that's the amount that's agendized. In this case, that's not necessarily the amount that's agendized.
You're absolutely right. And the reason we didn't have the amount established at the time that we
correct. And so I guess what I'm asking is for the DA is, since there was no specific amount given, do we have that impediment to doing it not to exceed 100,000? Because of the
yes, I think so. Because when the contract was submitted today, we knew that we were going to have the contract on the agenda. So when you look to the contract for services that you're looking at that was provided to you today under the actual number 8 payment for services, that it is the attachment is of $200 hourly for an appropriate, total approximate amount of $52,500.
Correct.
So I don't see $100,000 in here anywhere. So this would be the number that.
Okay. Well, so on the it references the amendment that's on the very back. Yeah. And on the very, very back page, so all the way to the end, there's a total preliminary project budget fee for task 1A and 1B of 52.5. Task 2, 3, and 4 will be on an hourly basis. So I'm fine with 52.5.
Let's stick with 52.5. If he needs any more than that he can have the county manager can bring it back before the board.
Okay, 52.5 is the number.
52.5 is the number.
All right.
No problem. So I honestly forgot where we left off. I already asked for public comment.
No, not yet.
No.
So is there any public comment on this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you prepared for a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to approve and sign a one-year contract between Story County and RCG Economics for professional services related to potential legislation financially and otherwise affecting Story County, including but not limited to potential legislation affecting tax revenues, for a contract amount of $52,500 to include the amendment listed as Section 5 in the contract detailing workers' compensation and general liability insurance.
And Mr. Chairman, before you make a motion, I want to make sure that the copy in front of you has a second amendment. I believe it does. And I'll read it to you.
And he's adding the amendment on the general.
It's a second amendment that was already made, but I want to make sure we're all on the same page here.
Okay.
It's under Section 3. It's on page 2. It is under Section I. Mm-hmm. You should not see consult is licensed by the state of Nevada or other political subdivision to provide similar services to other clients and customers. That should be stripped out. The contractor is required to have a Story County business license.
Okay.
That's it.
That's all that it says.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
I want to make sure.
Okay. Do you want me to reference that as well?
Go for it.
Okay.
You can't hurt.
Further. To include the amendment under Section 3I to clarify that the consultant has and maintains a Story County business license, period.
So there is a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving on to item number 30, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the business license second readings A through C. Is there any public comment regarding these three business licenses? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item number 30 as A through C.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Item number 31 is public comment. This is the second and final time public comment will be taken during this meeting. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move to item number 32, which is correspondence. No action will be taken. Let it be noted that there's correspondence from Rick Blake regarding the RFP for solid waste franchise agreement. Bringing us to item number 33, which is adjournment of all active and recess boards on the agenda. It is 1:17 p.m. We will see you in a couple weeks. Please adjourn.